Afghanistan is facing a wave of insurgent violence unprecedented since the overthrow of the Taliban 5 years ago. By one estimate, Taliban militants are responsible for more than 600 attacks a month. This year, nearly 4,000 people have been killed around the country. Most of the fighting has been concentrated in southern and eastern Afghanistan, but there are fears it could spread, and some local leaders in northern Afghanistan say it's time to rearm. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Northern Afghanistan is Buzkashi country. Buzkashi resembles polo, even though it often looks like combat on horseback. On a floodplain outside the northern town of Talakan, more than 100 men on horses beat each other and their steeds bloody as they struggle to drag the carcass of a dead calf into a goal. After this spectacle, it's hard to imagine these fierce horse riders feeling vulnerable. But that's exactly how northerners describe themselves today as they watch the raging Taliban insurgency in southern Afghanistan.
If the war comes here, we would not be able to fight this time.
Fresh off the Buzkashi field is a perspiring player named Pir Ramkul Ziyai. He's a member of the Afghan parliament.
You collected all our weapons. The government packed them in containers and took them to the south and distributed them to the southerners. How can we defend ourselves without weapons?
Ziyai was known as a ruthless militia commander. Over the years, he battled Soviets, other Afghan warlords, and the Taliban. But after the Taliban's overthrow in 2001, Ziyai surrendered thousands of weapons, including tanks and artillery pieces, in a United Nations disarmament program. Now, northern commanders like Ziyai are saying it was a mistake to disarm, and they are openly calling for rearmament. Pir Mohammad Haksar is another former militia leader who once led 500 men and several tanks against the Taliban.
It's become a growing and serious concern for us, the Taliban resurgence in southern Afghanistan. I should say that we, the commanders, the former commanders, we inevitably have to use from any means that we have to protect ourselves and to protect our people.
The Taliban first emerged from among the ethnic Pashtuns who populate the southern half of Afghanistan. When the Taliban conquered the rest of the country, many of the ethnic Tajiks, Uzbeks, and Hazaras of the north viewed the movement as an occupying force. These people celebrated the Taliban's defeat and have since enjoyed several years of relative peace and security, but that's begun to change.
I would describe it as calm but not stable.
Lieutenant Colonel Jörg Lahner serves with the 2,800 German troops deployed in northern Afghanistan. He says Taliban attacks have doubled here this year.
We have had IEDs and we have had suicide bomb cars. And only during the night, ambushes with rocket-propelled grenades.
Despite these incidents, the markets in downtown Talakan still bustle with activity. Abdul Hamid is a bookseller here. He supports rearming the old militia leaders.
We have a proverb that says, if your enemy is the size of a mosquito, pretend it's the size of an elephant. That's why we have to take preemptive measures, because NATO and the foreign forces, even with all of their military resources, they have not been able to stop the Taliban. This worries us.
The growing insurgency has shaken locals' faith in the 40,000 NATO-commanded foreign troops in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, former warlords say the Afghan National Army and police force can't be relied upon to defend the north from the Taliban. If Western governments won't rearm us, says the former militia commander, Pir Mohammad Haksar, we will look elsewhere for help. Between here and Moscow, he warns, there are a lot of people in governments that are concerned about the Taliban. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Talakan in northern Afghanistan.